Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Just back from the farm in Illinois last week, I always love to plant my feet on that rich soil. It was too wet to plant. Hope we can get that corn and beans seed in the ground soon. A lot of my neighbors were excited to learn that President Biden is going to turn the valve to make E15 available through the summer this year. With gas prices at $4 per gallon or higher, using more ethanol will cut the fuel cost. Ethanol prices are $1 per gallon cheaper than gas prices. Renewable Fuel Association President Jeff Cooper had this to say: using more American-made ethanol will help bring pump prices down and enhance our nation's energy security. Also, higher blends of ethanol reduce greenhouse gas emissions, end of quote. A recent nationwide survey tells us that voters want to use more American-made ethanol. We just don't have enough gas stations offering E15. We need low-cost, low-carbon renewable fuels to bring down pump prices and help the environment. While back at the farm in Illinois, there was a lot of talk about California's Proposition 12. That law bans the sale of pork from hogs that don't meet the California statute's arbitrary production standards. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval said that that law will harm small family farms and will raise pork prices across the country. One state's misguided law should not dictate farm practices for an entire nation. Well, I was told that three families that raise hogs that I know are going out of business. It will cost a lot of money to build farm hog production facilities to meet the California law demands. Projected profits in the hog business are already threatened with the explosion in the cost of feed. Labor is in short supply. Our fertilizer prices are two or three times higher than they were last year. Farm production costs are expected to increase 6% this year, and that's following a 12% increase last year. There are lots of challenges. Well, let's hope the Supreme Court will strike down the California Proposition 12 law. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.